Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 229. Yesterday we started learning the first two sub-phases of the so-called diseases, anemia and leukemia, under the major healing phase symptoms of bones and joints. Perhaps the most important points for you to remember well would be that anemia and leukemia are the parts of the program of bones and joints and not basically of the blood, and also that both are occurring during the healing phase of the biological special program of the bones and joints. This awareness should help one to identify the specific conflict he has undergone and to resolve it at the earliest. Also, one can be free from the scare of his disease and can prevent from being severely self-devalued again by the diagnosis of the diseases anemia and leukemia. Today, we will continue discussing the same topics of anemia and leukemia at the second sub-phase of the healing phase of the SBS of bones and joints. There were instances in the history of humanity where the bone marrow was damaged and leukemia was resulted. One was during the radioactive exposure during the nuclear bombing at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and two during the leakage of radioactive materials through nuclear accidents at Chernobyl in 1986. In such conditions, there will not have any brain edema, because leukemia in such conditions was not the result of a self-devaluation conflict but due to the nuclear poisoning directly on the bone marrow. But if both these tragedies had triggered self-devaluation conflicts, the same leukemia can be resulted also. Now, there are instances like medical radiations and chemo treatments that can also cause destruction of bone marrow followed by leukemia as a part of their healing. In both these conditions, if the bones and bone marrows were already healing after other self-devaluation conflicts, the fresh radiations and chemo treatments can turn out to be detrimental or poisoning instead of being useful therapies. Without understanding diseases as biological special programs, the conventional medicine diagnoses cases of leukemia with several nomenclatures. For them, there is no biological conflict of severe self-devaluation as the triggering factor, and there is no conflict active phase. We in GNM know that the so-called acute leukemia is the healing phase of an intense first-time leukemic healing process following an intense and highly dramatic self-devaluation conflict. Similarly, if the healing process is prolonged due to continuous interruption by conflict relapses, it results in chronic leukemia. There are no fast-growing leukemia or slow-growing leukemia as conventional medicine teaches. The intensity and duration of the self-devaluation conflict are the important factors for this classification. Now, there are other classifications also in conventional medicine, like monocytic leukemia, T-cell leukemia, thrombocyte leukemia, erythroleukemia, lymphocyte leukemia, myelogenous leukemia, plasma cytoma, etc., all according to the blood stem cells that are involved. Out of them, plasmacytoma is also called a multiple myeloma. When there are increased plasma cells, a type of white blood cells, in the bone marrow, it is called a plasmacytoma. Multiple myeloma is the name given by conventional medicine because they find the plasma cells as abnormal plasma cells or myeloma cells. When the myeloma cells form tumors, they call the same condition as plasmacytomas. They do not usually distinguish that there was a stage of bone marrow necrosis or panmyeloptosis due to a self-devaluation conflict prior to the healing phase symptoms of plasmacytoma or multiple myeloma. For them, they are all considered as dangerous cancers. I remember a case of a 60-year-old man who came to me with a diagnosis of multiple myeloma. He was under the grip of a very intense death fright conflict due to the diagnosis and prognosis of a bone cancer. He was a real estate businessman who pumped huge amounts of black money in his business. He lost heavily when the central government of India declared dramatically the program of demonetization on 8th November 2016. He had 3 unmarried daughters, all above the age of 30. He was postponing their marriages for better financial conditions following every new business project. All on a sudden, he met with a sudden and severe self-devaluation conflict. I could convince him the real biological processes taking place within his organism, and I could bring him back to life only with my GNM knowledge. Thank you, Dr. Hammer. Friends, please pay special attention to GNM studies and help maximum number of people in your lifetime. My best wishes. I'm Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.